Hey guys, it's Gigi.
And Toothless.
And welcome back to the Slytherin Twins. So today we have the Harry Potter Hogwarts yearbook, and we are going to be doing the activities inside. So I already filled out all of the pages, but Toothless doesn't know what is in here.
Right.
So we are going to be answering these together today.
Okay.
So, the first thing is your magical family. So, you can create your own family tree. So, what would you say you are?
I am definitely a pureblood. That's probably not right.
I know, probably not.
She has the Mrs. as a half-blood. I'd put her as a muggle.
I'd say she's muggle or muggle-born.
What's the difference?
Muggle-born is where you're a witch and you have muggle parents. Muggle is just you don't have any wizarding skills at all.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'd say she's a muggle or a squib.
Either way, no magic. No mag, as they say in America.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put her as a muggle. So what happens when that means you're still a half-blood, right?
I'm a half-blood, yeah.
Whether a pure-blood marries a half-blood or a muggle-born.
That would make, actually, this and this would be pure-blood.
What?
Yeah.
No. New.
Yes.
Really? You're going to respond to your messages during our podcast?
No.
I thought you were doing some research or something.
No, but anyway, this and this.
No, a pure blood has to be from a pure blood and a pure blood. End of story. In fact, they even say that, you know, their lines are mixed and all that stuff because they can only marry so many purebloods without marrying, like, a cousin or something.
Right. See, there's this. So, I...
Half-blood.
I'd call myself a half-blood.
But you're a muggle half-blood.
Yeah.
Filthy mud-blood.
I'm not a mud-blood. Okay.
Okay.
The next thing would be what you would buy at Flourish and Blotts, Ollivander's, Quality Quidditch Supplies, and Gringotts.
Okay, what's the first place?
Flourish and Blotts.
What would you buy? A magical
I would
book
buy,
monster book?
No, I would buy Death Omens, What to Expect When the Worst is Coming, from The Prisoner of Azkaban. I don't know. He found that book, and he didn't read it or anything.
I would buy Magical Me.
Magical Me, that's true. Magical Me, or the Monster Book
By
of Monsters.
By Gilderoy Lockhart. Monster Book of Monsters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Monster
Book of Monsters. Okay, what's the next store?
Ollivander's.
Well, obviously I would buy a wand.
Yeah, everyone would buy a wand.
I would get my own wand.
Yes.
I see you drew a picture of Bellatrix's wand.
Yes, I did. Quality Quidditch Supplies.
I would buy a Firebolt.
I would as well. And Gringotts.
I wouldn't buy anything. I would just get my money.
Yeah, I drew my vault.
With that's a lot of cash you got in there.
Vault 777.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's my favorite number.
Okay. Yeah, with tons of and stacks of money. Galleons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing would be...
I thought you had to have a... Okay.
Your letter of acceptance.
Oh, Dear Lawrence.
Toothless.
I would just have
Dear Toothless.
That's my last name. Dear Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Welcome to Hogwarts. Here's the stuff you need.
We are proud to inform you that you have been accepted into Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Sincerely, Minerva McGonagall.
Perfect. Not Dumbledore. He did.
No. Also, what would be in your trunk that you'd pack to Hogwarts?
Before I went to Diagon Alley or after?
First, what would be in your trunk? What would you pack in your trunk?
Before Diagon Alley or after?
After Diagon Alley.
Well, I'd have to have my pewter cauldron, my owl or toad.
You would pack your owl or toad?
Yes. And then a wand. I think I have to have dress robes and some other stuff. But I'd also bring some things from home.
Yeah.
Like a picture of you, us together, underwear.
Oh, gosh. I would bring my...
socks.
I would bring my wand, obviously. I would bring a picture, my robes, a broom, and a lot of other stuff.
First years are not allowed to bring brooms.
I know. I'm a third year.
Oh. What? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not even a first year yet.
I'm a third year.
Okay. All right. Next.
What would be your perfect pet?
Hedwig.
Yes. I would actually like to have Crookshanks, because Crookshanks is just so... Look at that little face!
I would have, like, a dog.
A dog? If you couldn't, if you didn't have an owl, a cat, or a toad.
Yes. I don't really understand what the purpose of the toad is.
Nothing.
Or even the rat.
Okay. Who would be your dream head of house? Their full name, their house, their appearance, and the subjects that they would teach.
Bellatrix Lestrange. Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Okay. I would pick Bellatrix Black Lestrange. And her house is Slytherin. Her appearance is just all black. Just
yes.
All in black.
A little crazy.
And the subjects taught would be Defense Against the Dark Arts and potions.
Or I'd choose Lucius Malfoy.
Okay.
And he would teach history. And it would all be pure blood.
Yeah.
History.
Who would you share a carriage with?
Luna.
I would share a carriage with Luna, Ginny, and Hermione.
That's funny that we choose the same thing.
Yeah.
Luna's just would be very interesting.
Oh, yes, definitely. Who would you prefer wasn't on board?
Does it have to be anyone from Harry Potter?
No, like students.
Oh. So I can't say like...
You can't say like Peter Pettigrew or Gilderoy Lockhart.
Or next door neighbor or something like that.
No. It has to be no. Next door.
I don't know. I was just using it as an example.
No, it has to be.
Let's see. Who would I prefer not?
I already know.
I would not want Gilderoy Lockhart on the carriage.
I would say, for students, I would say Seamus and Justin Finch Fletchley.
Umbridge.
Oh, yeah. But professors don't take the train.
Oh, so
only,
no. I can't say Gilderoy Lockhart.
Then. No. I would say Seamus Finnegan and Justin Finch-Fletchley.
Like, yeah, Justin. I don't like Justin Finch-Fletchley.
I don't like Justin Finch-Fletchley. I mean, Seamus was pretty mean to Harry in, like, the Order of the
Phoenix
or something.
Yeah.
So, and his voice just gets annoying after...
Really? I like
after
it.
After a certain... Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to share one with Cormac McLaggen either.
No, definitely not Cormac McLaggen. I didn't write that down.
I don't know. I don't really dislike any of the students. I don't like Pansy Parkinson.
Oh, Lavender Brown.
Oh, God. I wouldn't mind sharing one with Draco, though, but...
No, I wouldn't.
My choice
either.
Would be Luna, for sure, to share it with, because she'd be pointing out weird stuff.
She'd be like, look at the clouds. There's a seal in the sky.
It's full of nurgles.
Yeah. Okay, what would you choose from the trolley?
I know you're going to say chocolate frogs.
Yes, chocolate frogs. I love chocolate frogs.
Probably chocolate frogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the ones you buy at Books A Million are like, right, not Rice Krispies, but like Nestle
they're Crunch.
Crunch.
Yeah.
They got rice in them. But really, they're just supposed to be a solid block.
Yeah, they're supposed to be solid chocolate. And Ron's right. It's the cards you want.
And the peppermint.
Peppermint toads.
I liked them. You guys didn't seem to care.
I didn't really like them.
They taste like Thin Mints.
No, they don't.
They're
mintier than Thin Mints.
Okay.
If
you say so.
Hogwarts is a great place...
To make friends.
Yes, to make incredible friendships.
Okay.
F- what would be three friends you would like to make at Hogwarts?
Draco Malfoy. Luna Lovegood.
Okay.
And Ginny Weasley.
I'd say Ginny, Luna, and Hermione. I'd share the carriage with them.
It's funny, two of mine are female. Maybe Ron. He's
Ron, entertaining. Yeah.
Fred and George.
Fred and
George. Luna. Holy cow.
Oh my gosh. That would be, oh my. That would be an interesting ride.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Okay.
The sorting hat.
Your Hogwarts house.
Slytherin.
And I'm a Slytherin as well. It says, Slytherins are extremely ambitious, cunning, and resourceful, and work hard to get what they want.
That's okay.
They're making
I gotta put, like, a pin in this, because they're kind of putting it very nicely, but
They're like, they work really
hard.
They're shrewd,
hard. And they're cunning, and that, it does say that.
They're power hungry.
But it does, but in the book, it does specifically say that they will use any means necessary. Right, to get what they, to get whatever goal they want to achieve or whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like me.
I don't think
I'm shrewd or cunning, but no, I will use any means necessary to achieve my goals.
All of them because. So, for Gryffindor, it says, if you are brave, loyal, and protective of your friends, the Sorting Hat may put you in this lion-hearted house. Gryffindors are not afraid to be honest and tell the truth, even if it's not always welcomed. For Hufflepuff, it says, hardworking Hufflepuffs are dedicated and patient. They value fair play ahead of wanting to be the best. For Ravenclaw, it says Ravenclaws are clever and wise. They are often gifted students who excel when it comes to taking exams.
Every time I think of Hufflepuffs, I think of the Seven Dwarfs. Like, they're just like, doo, 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 doo. I just, that's what they remind me of. I don't know why, but anyway.
We're off to see the world.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It just seemed.
And I already read Slytherin, so. Okay.
I definitely don't think of power when I think of a Hufflepuff.
Which classes would you want to attend and why?
Okay, Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Yes.
So I could learn the dark arts.
Yes.
And use them on people.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like, what's the class? It's not Charms. It's Flitwick's where they're learning Wingardium Leviosa.
That's Charms.
Is it Charms?
Yes.
That would be neat. And then, what spells then?
Charms.
There are differences between spell and charm.
No, there's not.
There really is. Anyway.
Flitwick teaches Jinx's charms and spells, but the class is called Charms.
The class is the same, okay. But they aren't the same.
No.
Probably potions would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I wrote down Defense Against the Dark Arts because I want to learn how to defend myself. But really, I would just want to learn the dark arts.
You just want to learn the dark arts.
And potions for making potions.
Again, for darkness.
And charms to learn spells.
That's crazy. We both
learned
the same thing.
Yeah, we chose the same thing.
Okay.
But it says you could choose Defense Against the Dark Arts, Transfiguration, Charms, Potions, History of Magic, Astronomy, and Herbology, or Flying Lessons.
Nah. Transfiguration would be kind of cool. Yeah. That'd be my fourth.
So would Astronomy. I think Astronomy would be cool.
Divination didn't make the list, huh?
No, it didn't.
Divination didn't even make
the list in this book.
Divination. Okay.
Okay. Now, your Hogwarts timetable.
Mm-hmm.
So, what time would all of your classes be? What time would be lunch? I mapped it all out. Okay. So, on Monday, Transfiguration would be at 6. Divination would be
in
at
the
7.
Morning?
Yes. Divination would be at 7. Lunch is 10:45 to 11.
First of all, there's no way you're going to make that schedule, but go ahead.
Potions would be 11:30. Herbology would be 12. Tuesday, Defense Against...
So you're done by noon?
Yes. On Tuesday, Defense Against the Dark Arts at 6, Charms at 7, Lunch, Flying Lessons at 11:30, and Astronomy at 12. On Wednesday, History of Magic at 6, Flying Lessons at 7, Lunch, Care of Magical Creatures at 11:30, Arithmancy at 12. Thursday, Flying Lessons at 6, Ancient Runes at 7, Lunch, Defense Against the Dark Arts at 11:30, Potions at 12. On Friday, it's Flying Lessons at 6, Astronomy at 7, Lunch, History of Magic at 11:30, and Herbology at 12.
That's like a fifth year owl test.
I have it all mapped semester. Out. I even put in ancient runes and arithmetic.
I saw that.
Which don't even, like, aren't even mentioned in the movies, except for one time ancient runes is mentioned.
Not arithmetic. The Time Turner one?
Yes.
Prisoner?
Not arithmancy, but arithmancy is basically just math.
That schedule's crazy.
I didn't put Muggle studies.
Excuse me.
Because I know everything I need to know about Muggles.
Well, exactly. Your mother's a Muggle.
I didn't put Muggle studies. Hermione takes Muggle studies.
I know. She said she wants to learn it from a wizard's perspective.
That makes sense. I guess.
I guess. Okay.
Okay, next thing would be, if you could create a potion of your own, what ingredients would you use and what would the potion do?
Okay, first it'd be easier to decide what the potion would do.
I already know mine.
I want a potion that can read minds.
Okay.
What would be in it, though?
So, I already know mine.
The brain of an eagle.
I already know everything. So, all the ingredients in Polyjuice Potion except the lacewing flies.
Mm-hmm.
And it would change you from Polyjuice to non-Polyjuice. So if you wanted to change back earlier,
you quickly.
Could. Yeah. Like, if you didn't want to wait an hour, you could change.
Right. That's pretty good.
Faster.
In case you had, like, an emergency. You're like, man, I need to switch back.
But you'd have to wait an hour, so right. Now you can only. Yeah, now you just have to drink the pot.
Mine would be, like I said, mind reading. And it'd have to have some sort of brains.
Monkey brains.
They eat monkey brains. And something with, like a spider, like they have, like, almost like telepathy.
Like spider legs.
Yeah, spider legs.
Spider eyes.
Monkey brains. It's something that can react really fast. The fur of a mongoose or something.
Okay.
Mind. So you know what people are really thinking,
mm-hmm.
Which probably
so
you don't.
So your wand.
We have this already. We have covered this.
Right, but I put different things on here than what it actually is.
What's my wand? Holly?
Yours is,
No.
Chestnut? Chestnut's not an option.
With phoenix?
Chestnut's not an option.
And it's rigid.
Okay, so pick these woods, okay?
Chestnut.
No, chestnut's not an option. English oak?
Nope.
Holly?
Pine cone?
Vine, yew, hawthorn, red oak, or alder?
Hawthorn.
My wand wood is not on here either. My wand wood is Rowan.
Ooh.
And it's not
like the character.
Yeah. Magical core. Phoenix feather.
Yep.
Thestral tail hair. Dragon heartstring. Unicorn tail hair. Or troll whisker.
I would definitely do phoenix or dragon.
I'd pick either dragon or thestral.
Okay.
Your length, 10 inches, 12 inches, 14 inches, or other length?
Other, 13 and three quarters.
Mine's 13 and a half.
Mine's just slightly longer.
Oh, I think mine's 13, actually.
I think it is too, actually.
I might be wrong about that. Flexibility, supple, springy, bendy, or inflexible?
Inflexible.
Mine.
Unyielding.
Mine. Yours is hard.
Yes.
Mine is like.
I thought yours was
surprisingly rigid or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that.
It is, actually. It's surprisingly rigid. Somewhat rigid.
Okay, so. Your next thing. Your howler.
What does yours say?
Mine says Toothless.
Toothless.
Toothless Lauren.
I see it.
Stop flying past the speed limit. If you put another toe out of line, we'll send you straight home. P.S. And Anna, dear, congratulations on making it into Ravenclaw.
Oh, Anna. Okay.
Anna's an Ravenclaw.
I got it. That's funny.
Stop flying past the speed limit.
I do drive fast. I can't help it. It's not so much I drive fast. It's the people here drive so slow.
Okay, stop.
All right.
Okay, this is a map of Hogwarts.
Oh, geez, I remember you drawing
this. This is a map of Hogwarts.
I wish people could see this attempt at...
And it's so bad.
Her Marauders map.
It's not the Marauders map. It's just a map of Hogwarts.
Oh, it's a map of Hogwarts.
And it's so wrong.
It could never be used to achieve 100% on Lego Harry Potter.
So, we've got the Quidditch pitch, the Room of Requirement, Hogwarts.
You have all the classrooms.
Flying, library, the owl room.
Oh, you even have the clock tower on there.
Yes, I do. Divination.
Oh, here's
astronomy,
your forbidden for it.
Yeah. Astronomy tower, Transfiguration, Gryffindor dorm, Hufflepuff dorm, Slytherin dorm, Hagrid's hut, History
what
of Magic.
What you have over here, too? Hagrid's hut is on there twice.
No, this is the Forbidden Forest.
And it says Hagrid.
Because he teaches.
Oh, okay. Then you have the hospital wing.
No, stop. History of Magic, the Clock Tower Courtyard, the Ravenclaw Dorm, Charms, I already said History of
Choir.
Choir. Defense Against the Dark Arts. Classroom Corridor, the Great Hall. Potions, Herbology, Forbidden Forest, and Hospital Wing.
Okay.
I'm done. Stop doing that. It's rude.
Isn't that rude? It's smart.
No, it's not. Wait, so this is... Wait, hold on. This is Sirius, James, Peter, Pettigrew, and I'm assuming that's Lupin all the way back there.
They can't see it, huh?
I know. I'm showing you. Obviously, I know they can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I was showing you, but...
Yeah. We're kind of in the middle of a radio broadcast here.
I know. You're Animagus.
A greyhound. That's what Pottermore says.
No, your Patronus is a greyhound.
Oh, my Animagus is a... lion?
Mine's a snake.
Or a tiger. I'll be a tiger.
Mine's a snake.
And so I can be allergic to myself.
What would you call your Animagus?
Has to have a name?
Yes.
Oh, dear. What is
it? It's a snake.
That's your... It looks like a slug. Okay,
they can't see it, Toothless.
I know.
They can't see it.
I need to, like, post pictures because, man, wow. My Animagus's name would be...
Mine would be Nagini.
That's already taken.
No, I'm going. Nagini Jr.
Mine would be...
No, look, that's what I wrote. I wrote Nagini,
Nagini
Jr.
Jr. Mine would be Rex.
Rex. Interesting.
Yes. Rex.
Okay.
Oh.
What would
more
your,
drawings.
What would your Quidditch robes and broom look like?
They would look like Slytherin.
Yeah, mine robes. Would be green and white.
Yeah. Mine would be green and black.
Ah.
Ah.
Would you be a keeper, chaser, beater, or seeker?
I wouldn't be a seeker.
I'd be a seeker.
I wouldn't. I could be a keeper.
I'd either be...
What's the other one called?
Chaser.
Or a chaser.
Or beater. Beater is what Fred and George do.
I know.
I'd either be a seeker or a keeper or a chaser.
Or a beater.
Not a beater. Not a beater.
I'd be a beater seeker. No, beater keeper or
chaser.
Why can't I even remember that name? Okay, what's next?
It's the golden snake.
Oh, we need to make a video of your just your drawing.
My
from
drawings
this.
Are so bad. I don't like drawing.
Yeah, but you drew these, what, a little bit ago?
Like 2 years ago, maybe? Maybe a year ago?
Yeah, I'd say a year ago.
Okay.
Oh, no. Be on the lookout.
I didn't say approach with extreme caution.
This okay. is
so
create your own front page.
Write a story that is worthy of being front page news on the Daily Prophet.
Okay.
Write a story. What would your story be?
Well, you already wrote the headline. It says undesirable number one.
Toothless.
Looks. Be on the lookout at the bottom.
And I drew a picture of Toothless.
For.
There's no reward.
For using all three of the unforgivable curses.
At the
repeatedly.
Same time.
Yeah, at this, I took three wands and just went.
Imperio, Crucio, Avada Kedavra. That person is so dead. They're so dead. It's unbelievable.
Imperial Crucio, Avada Kedavra. That person's just like, tink, tink, tink.
You killed me. Can you stop now? Okay, the next thing. Create your own magical creature.
Okay. Imperial Crucio, Avada Kedavra. You're like, Imperial, pretend to be dead. Torture before dead. Dead. Pretend to be dead, torture you before dying, dead. What do you have here? Oh my.
This is.
These drawings are the best. I have to. You this made is, a magical
this,
creature?
This is a dat.
A dog cat?
It's a dat. And it's
what's
a
this?
Dog.
It looks like a
it's
beetle.
A dog and a cat. It's a striped cat.
With a dog
and a
with spots.
Dog.
And it meows and barks.
Yeah, the back meows in
it's
the front.
It's butt meows.
Yes, in the front part. It's called a dat. Or a cog. It's either a dat or a cog.
Oh, okay.
Or a dag.
A dag.
Or a cot.
A cot?
A cot? Yes, most certainly, a cot.
So does it meow when it poops?
No, it just meows. It meows whenever something's behind it.
It meows when it poops.
It doesn't. It doesn't meow when it's using the litter box.
Or does it use a litter box?
It doesn't. It uses a litter box.
Its brain wants to go outside.
Its brain wants to go outside.
And pee on a tree.
But its legs want to use
pee
the
litter
box. And you know what? The back side wants to climb a tree, and the front side is just like, no, I'm not climbing no tree. I ain't climbing no tree!
If I were to make one, it would be, dog cat's actually pretty good.
Thank you. Bird of prey.
Yeah. I would have a really fast turtle.
A really fast turtle.
Yeah. Could go really fast. People be like, oh, look at the turtle. Then it'd be like, pew!
And then they're like,
whoa.
And no, you have to be like Ron. Whoa. Whoa.
Bloody hell.
What are we gonna do?
Yes, I really. So I enter my turtle into turtle races. And people are like, whoa. And there you go. That's
if
it.
You were. Imagine you were. What would your Patronus be?
Greyhound.
I drew a snake.
It does. But, that one looks a little more like a snake.
But my Patronus is a very unhappy snake.
Yeah, it looks more like a worm.
But my Patronus is a white mare.
Yes.
So.
Just like Ron.
No, just like Ginny. Ginny. Yours is just like Ron. Ron's is a Jack Russell.
Because it chases
an otter, which is Hermione's.
Yep. I learned something today that in mythology, Argus means all-seeing. And Argus Filch.
All-seeing?
All-seeing.
All-seeing.
And Argus is kind of like
all-seeing. All-seeing Filch.
Yeah.
Like his name.
And he's all-seeing.
All-seeing Filch.
He sees everything.
He sees everything.
Next.
What would you give your free... What would you give your house elf if you were to set it free?
Dobby is free. He has no head.
This is, no, that's not the... No, this is the shirt. This is just a shirt.
Oh, if I had a shirt to...
This is Dobby on this. This
okay, wait, I'm confused.
This is a shirt that has Dobby on it.
Okay.
And it says Dobby is free, and it has Dobby on
I
it.
I thought you were asking what I would give an elf... to be free.
That's what I'm asking you.
So you're going to give Dobby a shirt that says Dobby is free so Dobby can wear a shirt that says Dobby is free.
Yes, that's his.
That's very clever. They actually make that shirt.
I know.
And you thought of it before we ever saw it.
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Thank you. Such a creative person. I'm really not. I think of these things and then I can't create them. I can't draw. I can't do crafts. I'm not that person. I can't even make slime. I have to just buy made slime.
I would give, if I were to free house elf, it would say, I've been a house elf for, and then have so many years.
120 years.
120 years, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Okay.
You don't get that joke.
I don't.
Okay, next.
Look at Hermione.
Whoo. All grown up in that picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. It looks like a locket.
Where would you go to with your time turner? Where would you go with your time turner?
Any time?
What would you use your time turner for?
In Hogwarts, or just...
I wrote to go to Egypt, Universal Studios, which I've been.
Hey, you went to.
And Hogwarts.
Kind of went there, too.
No, I didn't. You did. A while ago.
I went to Hogwarts a while ago?
Yeah, you were a student already. I'm not a student.
Is that what you mean?
I'm not a student yet.
I thought you meant, like, when I met your mom or something. And instead of moving here, she would move there.
To Hogwarts?
Sure.
Or to...
Where I'm from.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the only thing I would change the course of.
I would also go... I would also not go places. I would save Lily and James. I would save Dumbledore. I would save Snape. I would save Cedric. I would save...
Buckbeak.
I wouldn't save Lavender, honestly.
Who?
Lavender. I wouldn't save Lavender.
What's with you and Lavender?
I don't like
Let
Lavender.
Let her die. What about Dumbledore?
I said Dumbledore.
Would you save Bellatrix?
I would save Bellatrix.
But not Lavender Brown.
No. I would also save Voldemort. I would save Peter Pettigrew. I would save Igor Karkaroff. I would save Tonks. I would save Lupin. I would save Sirius. I would save Moody. And Hedwig.
And Dobby.
And Dobby.
Hi. Our honorary...
Mascot
is here. Okay.
Baby is a free dog.
She does look like Dobby. We should dress her up like
Dobby. She is Dobby.
Don't breathe into our podcast, dog. Okay, we're almost finished.
What would you use your time turner for?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
I would... Go back home instead of coming here.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing you would use it for. You wouldn't save anyone.
Nope.
You wouldn't save Lily.
I ain't messing with no
Even
deaths.
Even though you're complaining about how they save Buckbeak and not anybody else.
Remember, Harry. You can never bring back the dead, Harry. I hope you realize that.
And
Except Buckwheat.
I would also save Nagini. Oh.
Well, now that you know Nagini was a woman who was cursed, yeah, I feel sorry for her.
I feel sorry that she got her head chopped off.
Yeah, literally got her head chopped off. Like Venom bit her head off. That's a good movie.
This is Harry Potter on the podcast.
Right.
Okay. What would you draw in the Mirror of Erised? I don't know what that is.
You.
I am what you desire. Well, you already have me. What?
You're the most important thing in my life, though. What do you desire? That's all I need.
No. What do you desire?
Home.
You have a home.
I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore. I'm holding the house cup.
Congratulations, Harry.
Isn't that what it says? He says, I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore.
I won the house cup. Yep. Congratulations, Harry. Liar!
That's what Ron said. Oh, yeah.
No, he had the Quidditch cup.
Oh, that's
right. And Hermione was like his girlfriend.
Ooh.
And, oh my God. But on the owner.
Shaking hands with Dumbledore.
Anyway, I don't know what that is. It's me with something.
Mine would be home. It would be a picture of, like, home.
This is home.
My home state.
A picture of your home state.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Something that you desire.
I desire to be home.
Okay, well, you have to put yourself in the state, not just the state.
Okay, I'm standing at La Puma's. I'm holding a hot dog. I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore.
Congratulations, Toothless. You've won a hot dog.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Ron. That's good, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keeper Ron.
I didn't do that.
Ooh! Oh, you have to draw Aragog.
I didn't because I can't draw.
Besides, we don't like... I would love for you to do that, though, because it would be very entertaining.
Okay.
Oh, man, what is this?
Create your own maze on this page. Yeah!
I thought it was prison bars.
It's a maze. Here, can you figure it out?
Start. Where's finish?
Right there. Right here. It's the easiest maze.
It is. It's so easy that it's complicated. If I were to create a maze, it would be round, but then sections of it inside of it will be round as well.
That's
diabolical.
That's not a maze.
It isn't?
That's a labyrinth. I learned about it last year.
What's the difference between a maze and a labyrinth?
A labyrinth is like flat on the ground.
And a maze is...
Built up. I learned it in fifth grade.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I know the
difference. We're going to look it up.
Okay.
Find out what the difference...
Magical memories.
Oh, my. Okay, the first one you have is...
Undesirable number one.
And, of course, it's a drawing of me. Perfect.
Yeah. And then I have a dat.
Which is your...
It's sideways.
Yes. Your cat dog.
And a snake.
Which is your Patronus.
And my Animagus.
Wonderful. You should draw a picture of you and Bellatrix sideways with her arm around you.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
That's it.
Oh, and that's it. This has been great.
It's been 40 minutes, basically.
So any of you that are still with us, thank you.
What are we going to talk about next time?
On our next podcast, I don't know, Harry Potter.
Maybe the dark arts, because I have a dark arts book right there.
Yeah, we'll probably do a dark arts thing, and she has a book on it, so maybe we can do... Are there activities, though, in that book?
No.
Well, then it seems kind of weird. Maybe we should talk about...
Look.
Okay. The books, a little bit. Maybe some of the chapters of the books.
Maybe.
It would be like a little book club.
I haven't read all the books.
So. Well, you've read the first three. I read them all.
No.
numerous times.
I'm on the third one. I haven't finished.
Right. That looks like the Triwizard Cup.
It's not.
It's not.
It's just a
cup. I held the Triwizard Cup. No, I held the House Cup.
Yes.
I have a picture of me with held aloft. Okay, so
it was supposed to be glued down.
And we're out. The big thing is to watch us on YouTube. Everyone loves our videos.
Yeah. Our video that we uploaded yesterday already has 43 views.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening.
Unicorn Elsa on YouTube.
Watch us on or subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Unicorn Elsa. And friend us on Twitch. It's www.twitch.tv/move2wv. And you can follow us on Instagram at unicornelsa09. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.